Some science teachers got a chance to attend a major science conference recently. Researchers from around the world were in Akron, Ohio, to present findings and learn about advances in evolutionary biology. The conference was organized by people studying the dramatic transition whales made when they moved from the land to the water. It's only been a few years since Ohio even allowed the concept of evolution into the state's high school academic standards. Those standards are the basis for the state graduation test that students must pass to get a diploma. Even though it's part of the state curriculum, many science teachers get the brunt of complaints from students and parents who oppose teaching evolutionary theory.
I did have a student come to me and literally say, "I cannot sit in this classroom and listen to what you're talking about." And I said, "Why not?" She said, "Well, I'm a Christian. I can't listen to this." I said, "Well, I'm a Christian too, so where's the problem?"
Well, I've had a number of these fathers or ministers come in and tell me how I need to teach the class, and I have to talk about creationism, and I just share with them what we have to teach and how the curriculum is.
Is it a point when you just sort of have to tell the kids, this is what you need to know to pass this test to get out of high school? So sit down, listen, learn the facts that you need to know. You know, I'm not saying you have to believe what I say, but this is what the state says you need to know to get out of high school.
These are teachers from rural, suburban, and city school districts, but they're all dealing with this issue. They try to stay up to date on new scientific evidence to defend their classroom lessons. That's part of the reason they're at this science conference. This day's activities are geared towards school teachers. The world's top researchers on whale evolution are explaining their latest findings. Ann Soad teaches honors biology at Hoover High School in North Canton, Ohio.
It's important to be at workshops like this so that you can, as a high school teacher, be really accurate with your teachings and understand what the evidence for evolution is and, you know, why it's really what we do know about how organisms change over time, because the worst thing that can happen is you're inaccurate and then someone comes, you know, with the opposing argument and you don't know what you're talking about.
The teachers are hearing from scientists from all kinds of disciplines, from anatomy to functional morphology to geochemistry. The scientists are showing how their discoveries and analysis fit together and provide a picture of the evolution of the whale as it moved from land back to the ocean. But one leading researcher says the school teachers need more than just new scientific research to defend their lessons in the classroom. Howard University anatomist Daryl Domning says students who question evolutionary evidence are often looking for answers that lie beyond the realm of science. But Domning says teachers often respond with the latest research and recent fossil discoveries.
And then they're amazed that it doesn't convince them. Because even though they're raising questions about scientific evidence, they're really not passionate about the scientific evidence. They're passionate about what is the meaning of my existence. And until you get down to that level and surface those concerns and show that, hey, evolution doesn't mean there's no meaning to your existence. On the contrary, it can mean all these things. Means there's more meaning to your existence than you thought there was, maybe. Only then is there a way of breaking through this pattern of talking past each other, which is what we've been doing for 30 years here.
Domning says teachers can help students and parents understand that accepting the evidence of evolutionary theory doesn't have to undermine religious faith. He encourages teachers to tell students they can believe both at the same time, to point them to places where they can get more information, and to quickly get back to the science lesson. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Julie Grant.